The Descendants is an astonishingly honest and realistic and unsentimental movie, especially for an American movie, about how a family faces death and confrontations for the first time with each other. George Clooney is the father, and the daughters are 10-year-old Amara Miller and 17-year-old Shailene Woodley, all three performing brilliantly. Clooney is worth Oscar nomination, and Woodley should become a star. Writer-director Alexander Payne and co-writers Nat Faxon and Jim Rash should be Oscar contenders too, as should The Descendants itself. It's maybe too sad and unsensational to be a super hit, but it's right up there with Emilio Estevez's The Way as grown-up movie fare of a type I hesitate to call mere entertainment. The other support characters, especially the boyfriend and the grandfather, tend to start out a little unsympathetic but grow on you as you get to know them. This is the world of ordinary people doing the best they can, not villains. Though they are far from perfect, a little more willingness to face each other honestly would help a lot, and eventually most of them try it. The Descendants is not sloppy Christmas stuff, but the director of Sideways and Reese Witherspoon in Election shows a faith in humanity that goes well with the season, along with a clear-eyed realism that will not make a saint of even a mother who is in a coma. There are almost no tears in a situation that would justify a lot of them, and no miraculous happy endings. But The Descendants left me thinking, yeah, that's the way life is, and it ain't so bad after all. Jim Erickson, over and out.